So, good morning. It's 8:54.
Yeah.
Last day of July. July the 31st, 2017. It's way too late for me to be walking in the morning right now. It's already beginning to be stupidly hot. The sun is quite broiling when I have to walk in it, as I will for the last half mile or so. I just spent the last half mile with it beating down on my back. And while I'm wearing t-shirt and jeans, it's still pretty darn hot, and even with the breeze, it is pretty darn hot. But I was a doofus this morning and just sort of lounging around in my pajamas until my wife got up and I realized, holy crap, the day's over. Not that getting her up is the ending of the day, but she sleeps in a little bit in the morning. And by the time she gets up, I need to have a bunch of stuff done, none of which got done yet this morning. So, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Lots of new faces this time of day. Let's see if I can get back into the shade a little bit here. Dog. Surprised. At least the breeze is stronger down this way. It's a bit of a relief. Tomorrow's going to be a pain. Tomorrow is August 1st. It's the first day of Dog Days of Podcasting. And the challenge is to do a podcast every day for the month of August. That's only 30 days. Unlike this month, which is 31. I have to go back and check, but I think I only missed like one day, 2 days, maybe. I think I missed one day. I also didn't walk last night. Yesterday was a badly fragmented day. I'm not exactly sure why, other than that same kind of, why am I not doing the things that need to get done? Kind of day that has already bled over into today. Of course, part of it was the younger hostage to fortune was supposed to have out of work at 6 o'clock, and I was there at 6 o'clock. I was still there at 6:30, Everybody was waiting dinner. Dinner was ready. I just had to go home and dish it up and eat it. It was almost 7 o'clock before we sat down to dinner, which meant getting on the treadmill at 7 o'clock wasn't going to happen. And by the time I got done cleaning up the kitchen after dinner, I was not. Walking on the treadmill was not going to happen at all. Not even 20 minutes for the mile. It just didn't. Wasn't going to go. And I tried to do a little bit of writing last night, but what I did, I found myself suckered into the story, and there were some rough patches. There's some places it was like sandpaper on my skin, and I know I should have written new words and fixed those in the second draft, but I didn't. So yesterday's big novel Rama contribution was like 100 words. All day, 100 words. So the challenge now, the challenge for me is to not throw up my hands in disgust and walk away from my plan to try to train myself to be as diligent about writing as I am about exercise and food. The problem being, of course, that exercise is not a creative endeavor. It's just something I have to do if I'm going to survive. Food is something that I have to do, and I have to do reasonably well. And while in a certain sense it's creative, in another sense it's quite mechanical. What am I going to fix for dinner tonight? Well, tonight I think it's going to be leftover spaghetti sauce. I'll probably make some fettuccine or something to go with it. I made American chop suey last night, and I enjoyed it a great deal. I enjoyed probably more of it than I should have. Yesterday was a bad food choices day. I had a cinnamon roll, one of the raised cinnamon twists, coated with sugar, filled with sugar, made with white flour. My glucose probably spiked higher than it has for weeks. Then I had a piece of bread with dinner, along with the pasta. So yeah, yesterday was not a good food choice day. Today so far, I've had my first breakfast. I need to go back and get some protein, a little bit of carb to boost me through the morning. It's like 9 o'clock, is it? I turned off my alarm for 9 o'clock. Yeah, it's 9:03. So this is the time when I'm usually looking for second breakfast to bridge the gap between 5 a.m. and noon. So I need to go home and spend time in the kitchen preparing food. And I'll have to make at least two different foods, possibly three. Oh yeah, this is going to be hot. I just made the turn eastward here, and it's going to be warm. Now tomorrow morning, during my normal walk time, I need to be traveling to Fort Collins and back. I probably won't get back until this time tomorrow. And I don't know if I can get up early enough to get the walk in and get home before 6 o'clock. Which is when I need to start adulting. Say it with me. Walk post. Maybe tomorrow won't be 100 degrees. Yeah, right. That's a little patch of shade. So, yeah, tomorrow I'll have to welcome all the new listeners. I'm trying to think of what I might talk about over the month of August, other than it's hot and what I'm going to eat and what I'm going to write. At some point I need to come up with a blog post. At some point relatively soon I need to come up with a blog post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I'm their featured writer the second Friday of the month. And last month I talked about the launch. The month before that was the Mythica review. I need to talk about. I think of what I need to talk about. The hot topic in indie land is. A lot of what is going on these days in Indieland isn't really of concern to me. There's a lot of people who are really upset with the degree to which the bestseller lists have been co-opted. And, you know, in a certain sense that makes a difference for launches. But unless there's a botted book in space opera, unless there's a botted book in, what's the other one I use, adventure. Having the top 100 science fiction books be people who are cheating the system by buying 300 clicks a day on Kindle Unlimited and using those to contribute to their sales rank. It's not really going to make much difference. And the reality is that a lot of the botted books don't actually get read. They don't actually get bought. They hurt me in visibility a little bit, but My sales, my income is not really reliant on visibility in the Amazon ecosystem anymore, which is something I need to talk about in my field guide to Amazon. And Amazon is trying to do something. I'm not exactly sure why they're having so much trouble with it. They have a tendency to slap the honest guy and let the real egregious cheaters off the hook. Although I did see that some author here, some person here in Greeley was arraigned the other day for cheating her partners. Was somebody who is part of the Erotica crew who kind of made a mess of things. Okay, put out a podcast tomorrow, but I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk 9 o'clock tomorrow morning when I get back. 8:30, I'll be back by 9 tomorrow. Unless it's a lot cooler. Unless I get up a lot earlier and get out there. It is a typical summer morning here in the high plains of central Colorado. A little bit of mackerel sky up there. Some cumulus clouds popping up as the atmosphere warms up. The sun is brilliantly, broilingly hot. The shade feels wonderful when you walk through it. Crows are having a fun time today. I smell this grass. It was a mowing day for the city, and they did a good job here because the whole neighborhood smells of cut grass. And here we are, coming up on the back gate. That point when I say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.